Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to LearningTheHighDesert.com. Currently, September 29th, 2016. Lornell of TheHighDesert.com is brought to you by GrowWithLornell.com, offering services in online marketing, media development, email outreach, and related tasks. If you'd like to know more, then feel free to contact me, and I look forward to speaking with you. I was recently doing some research on community solar projects, and I got an update about a solar project happening in Lincoln, Nebraska, hosted by Lincoln Electric System. So I wanted to learn more about this community solar project, how it works, how it got set up. I know that many communities across the United States are interested in this and learning how to get more involved in solar energy development. And so I'm really excited today to have Scott Benson on the line. He is the Lincoln Electric System Manager, Resource and Transmission Planning. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Very good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on the line. We appreciate talking to you. So can you provide some information about your background and exactly what is a Lincoln Electric System?
Sure. So just as you said, I'm the manager of resource and transmission planning, and that role is basically exactly how it sounds. Our group plans for all of LES's future generating resources, as well as the transmission system improvements to serve those resources and our load. LES serves about 134,000 retail customers in the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, and some surrounding cities in the same area. And we're the second largest retail electric utility in Nebraska and the 23rd largest public power electric utility in the United States.
Oh, that's pretty large. That's great to hear. And where did the idea of community solar project come from?
Well, back in 2013, we actually had done a survey, a statistically valid survey of our customers. And that survey showed that a large percentage of our customers were willing to spend a little bit extra on their bill to see a local renewable project, primarily solar. And so out of that, we kind of got the idea of putting together a community solar project.
Were they interested because many of them didn't qualify for solar on their own households? Or
what exactly drew them specifically to the project?
Well, there's a few facets of it, and one of them you hit on is that, you know, most people really don't have a roof that's suitable for supporting solar. Either they don't own their own roof, like they're a renter, or maybe they own their own roof but it points in the wrong direction, maybe it's shaded by trees they don't want to get rid of, or maybe they just don't have the upfront money it takes to get into solar because it can be kind of expensive. And so the way our program works is that people can support the project through a small monthly fee that's as low as $3 per month. That's the minimum. And so it was an easy way for people to involved and help support a project.
Only $3 a month to participate. And what exactly is involved when a customer does want to participate in the project? How do they get involved?
So we actually have people can call in or they could go through various different processes to sign up. But essentially what a customer is doing is making a voluntary contribution to help bring a large-scale solar project to the Lincoln area. And I think right now we're a little over 1,200 customers that have signed up, pledging about $6,000 a month. And that's $6,000 a month every month for what could be 20 years, because that's the length of our solar contract with the original developer of the project.
Oh, that's great. And I know, I'm not sure if you mentioned before how big the solar project is or what is the wattage of the project. Can you provide more detail about this specific project?
Yep. So the project is just under 5 megawatts DC in size. That's direct current. That's basically when you take solar panels, they generate direct current, which is just like your car battery. And so you can read all the panel ratings, and that's where you get just under 5 megawatts DC. Now, in order for LES to make use of that, we have to invert it and turn it into alternating current, or AC, and that's like the power that comes out of your electrical receptacles at your house. And when you do that, the rating of the project is just under about 4 megawatts AC. And that makes it far and away the largest project in the state of Nebraska, and it's actually one of the larger projects in the Midwest region.
Is this one of the first community solar projects in Nebraska, or are there other projects like this?
There are other community solar projects in Nebraska, but none of them of this kind of scale. This is the first what we call utility-scale solar project in the state of Nebraska, which is typically a project that's over 1 megawatt in size. And so there's other people that have done community solar, but nothing in this size of a project before.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So it sounds pretty easy for a customer to get involved and to eventually be a part of the program. What happens if a customer no longer wants to be involved in the program?
So this is just a voluntary contribution, so anytime they want to stop contributing to the project, all they have to do is call or email in and we'll take them off the list. It's as easy as that.
That sounds easy.
Now, I did want to mention...
What solar company did you end up going with?
The developer is EnerPark. They actually... What we have with EnerPark is what's called a power purchase agreement, so EnerPark has a contract, and under that contract with LES, they're going to own, operate, maintain. They constructed the facility. They're going to pay for anything that goes on with it for 20 years. They basically take care of it. And then under that contract, LES has pledged to buy all the energy they're going to produce at the contracted rate.
Okay, I see. So the developer manages the project, and Lincoln Electric System is doing the legwork of working directly with the customers.
Correct. LES buys the energy, and then the customers are paying that voluntary contribution to support it. And that's the existing LES SunShares program. I should mention that just about a little over a week ago, we had a dedication of the site, the ribbon cutting for the community solar project. And as part of that event, we announced a new program that we're going to have that's in conjunction to the original SunShares, and that's SunShares Virtual Net Metering. Under Virtual Net Metering, our customers are going to have the ability to pay for a portion of the project's output. And they're basically going to buy a percentage of the project on, we'll call it on a per panel basis. And when they pay that upfront cost, then over the life of the contract, initially it'll be 20 years if they sign up right away, we're going to give them a credit on their bill based on the output of the facility and the portion that they had purchased. It works just like traditional net metering, where we might have a customer actually install their own solar panels on their home or their business.
Right, so they'll be getting credit, so eventually it will reduce the expense of their monthly bill.
Yep, that's correct. So going forward, there'll actually be two ways for people to support it. If they want to just do the low monthly fee, so they can support the project, but they just don't have the upfront cost to buy into virtual net metering at this time, that's great. They can sign up for the original SunShares program. If they think they've got a little more money in their pocket and they want to have a more vested interest and see that credit on their bill each month, then they can sign up for the virtual net metering program.
Yeah, that's really a great situation for the customers. Have you had a great response from the community or from your customers to participate in the program?
You know, when we did that original survey I had mentioned back in 2013, it suggested that somewhere around half of our customers would be willing to pledge $1 to $5 per month to support the project. Like I had said before, we had about 1,200 customers. Yep, and we ended up with around 1,200 customers willing to pay at least a minimum of $3 per month. That's far less than 50%. That's about 1% of our total customers. So we didn't end up near as high as the survey would have suggested. But, you know, I would tell you for the customers that did sign up, those 1,200, they're really passionate about it and they're excited that we have the program. And we're anxious to see when we roll out the new virtual net metering portion how that's going to impact the numbers.
Yeah, that should be really interesting to see what response you get in the future as people continue to partake in the project and, you know, see the benefits of it.
Yeah, and we think the virtual net metering part, that's going to There'll be people who are more interested in that who weren't interested in the SunShares component. There'll be people that want to make a more vested interest and see that credit. And so we're hoping to attract some more folks.
Oh, yeah, the credit's always the driving part of it. So how was the area selected where the project is being installed?
So LES actually issued a request for proposals, or RFP, out so any developer could go ahead and reply and make proposals on a solar project. And as part of that RFP, we had included that we would provide land at one of our local generating stations. We had a site that had excess land, and we would let them build there. But we also told developers that they could go and select their own spot. And this particular project, the developer selected their own spot. It's really nice. It's right along Interstate 80, just west of town, so people can see it as they come and go from Lincoln.
Okay, so they handled the spot yourself. But that's great that you have a location available for future projects if you install more solar.
That would be true, yes.
Did you have to do much communication with the city to develop this project as well as the county?
No, really, that all pretty much fell on the side of the developer. You know, obviously, we communicated with the city and they knew the project was going to happen. But the developer, when they selected the site and went to start construction, they had to go through the permitting process and all of that with the city and the county. So there wasn't too much direct interaction that was required, even though we kept everybody in the loop and we're talking to them throughout.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If they're familiar with developing solar projects, that the solar developer would do the communication with the city and the county. So that made it pretty simple for Lincoln Electric System to get the project completed.
Yeah, there were times where they had to go to various hearings and meetings for the permitting process, and LES would come at times and talk in support of the project, but for the most part, the developer handled that.
Okay, I see. And do you foresee more community solar projects developing after this project?
You know, I think we definitely know there's some other utilities in the state of Nebraska that are looking at doing some things, so I expect you're going to see more of them. With LES, I think for right now, we're going to be busy just trying to enroll this one, and so we'll see how that works out, and then we'll go from there.
And I know I didn't ask this from the beginning, but what is the date or the schedule for this project in terms of when is it beginning to development, when do you see it development ending?
Are you referring to the actual solar project itself?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Is it already in process of being developed, or what exactly is the schedule for this project of being completed?
Sure. They actually started construction. I should actually back up. We issued that initial request for proposals back in 2014, signed a contract. They started construction in March of this year, 2016, and in late June they went commercial. So the project's been under commercial operation now for a couple of months. SunShares, I was just going to add, the original SunShares program was started late summer in 2014, so people could help support the project, and the new virtual net metering program is being finalized now. We hope to roll out the details this fall, and we hope to see the first credit showing up on our customers' bills in January of 2017.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that'll be really interesting to keep up with for the state of Nevada, or Nebraska.
We're excited. We hope it's so exciting that even the people in Nevada are excited.
Love it.
Okay, that's great. All right, thanks so much for calling in, Scott, and sharing some information about the project. I'm really excited about it.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity. It was my pleasure.
All right, take care.
Bye.
So that was Scott Benson from Lincoln Electric System, based in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he gave us some information about the Lincoln Electric System Solar Community Solar Project being developed. And so
We're very excited about this project, very excited to learn more about community solar happening all across the United States as communities are looking to develop solar in their area and to look at what options are available to them. If you'd like to know more information, please visit laurenelofthehighdesert.com, and there will be more information there. And if you have any questions, concerns, or feedback, feel free to message me. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy the